Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1606 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. X never never came back to work after the newspaper published the repudiation of his evidence of the state. April 15, 1914. W.H. Boyd, sworn for the state. I know C.W. Burke. I run the Tex Minel restaurant. Albert McKnight was working in the restaurant in the capacity as pot washer. On the 15th day of April 1914, Burke came to me and told me that McKnight wanted to quit. I did not know McKnight until Burke came and told me that he wanted to quit. Lahan and another man were with Burke at the time. Burke talked with McKnight, I don't know how long, over in the Colored Cafe. I assumed that McKnight wanted to quit, and I let him go. Fourth round. Alice Marjorie McCord, sworn for the state, before commissioner. I have been employed at the pencil factory for about 5 years. I have read the fourth ground in the extraordinary motion for new trial, where I am quoted as saying positively the hair on said lathe was not the hair of Mary Fagan, and that the same was entirely too light in color and was not of the same texture as that of Mary Fagan. I did not make that statement as quoted. I did not positively say that the statement is not true. I did not say positively that it was not her hair. I did not say anything about the texture of Mary Fagan's hair or the difference in the texture in her hair and that found on the lathe. I don't know whether there was any difference. The hair found on the lathe, I said, looked to be 11 or 12 years Mary Fagan's. I did not swear to my opinion that hair positively, if I brought to me some time after taken from my head. Seventh round, Charles Phillips, Jr., sworn for the state. On or about March 6, 1914, I called at the home for an interview with Leo M. Frank and questioned him about the affidavit of Mrs. Ethel Harris Miller. He discussed the matter at length, and in the course of his conversation said that sometime after the trial, a friend of his told him that Mrs. Miller, formerly Miss Harris, saw him on the corner of Whitehall and Alabama Streets on the 26th of April. "The moment it was mentioned to me," said Frank, "the whole occurrence flashed over my mind, and I remembered that she bowed to me and that I tipped my hat, although I had naturally racked my memory until for every happening on that day, I had not remembered seeing Mrs. Miller until the matter was mentioned to me after the trial. When the matter was mentioned to me, however, I then remembered how she was dressed, 92,